Royal Mail planning to cut 1,600 jobs. It's part of an effort to reduce costs. The company, which was part privatised last year, said the losses would largely involve managerial positions. Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics, which is an independent consultancy, joining me on the show. Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
1,600 jobs to go. How much of a surprise was this to you?
Well, I had been expecting Royal Mail to make some efficiency cuts, but remember, they're reducing 1,600 roles, but they are creating 300 new roles, so the net effect is 1,300 roles.
So would it have happened without privatisation?
Yes, I think so. Any well-managed company has to sensibly manage their resources. These aren't frontline staff. This won't affect the delivery of your post. These are head office staff and managers, and Royal Mail has lasted for the last few years with very generous levels of managerial support, and I think they need to get around to actually focusing and cutting costs in order to compete more effectively with other letters and parcels operators.
The unions seem to be surprised by the news today.
Well, the unions are always surprised by Royal Mail's news. I don't hold much store by that.
Are there more to come? I mean, 1,600 announced this time around. What's your view of the future for Royal Mail?
I think Royal Mail has lost 25% of its letters volume over the last 4 years. Every year, 5 or 6% of letters goes to emails and texts and online calls. So we shouldn't be surprised that Royal Mail is cutting its staff in line with the lost volumes of letters. Everyone has to recognise that. But it is doing that sensitively. It is consulting with its employees, and it has very generous redundancy payments to sort of soften the land for the landing for those that are exiting the company.
Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics. Stephen, good to talk to you.